Welcome to the first Sforno at your Shabbos table. Sforno has a comment on Bereshit Perek Aleph Pasuk Chaf Bav. The Pasuk tells us, Vayomer Elokim Naseh Adam B'Tzalmeinu Kedmutenu. Hashem says, let us make man in our image, in our likeness. So all the commentaries have to explain what this Naseh Adam B'Tzalmeinu, how is this plural that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, who's HaKadosh Baruch Hu talking to. So we know that Rashi famously tells us that this is Hashem just teaching us a lesson in humility, that even though he's doing something himself, he's ki'ilu consulting, teaching us about a person in charge consulting with others, or someone in charge. On the other hand, the Sforno follows this, what appears in the Mor Nevuchim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu actually delegated certain tasks to the Malachim. And there were Malachim, or certain Kochos, who did certain acts of creation. In other words, Hashem said, okay, now do this, and now do that, and they did that. So he accepts that from the Rambam, Natan Az Koach B'Pamal Yishalo, Nashpia Dutzelem, Benosei Amuchanlo, exactly as they were commanded to, and that solves why it's in plural. But I want to focus on the end of the Pasuk, the end of the parish of the Sforno on this Pasuk, which has the word Kidmutenu. The Sforno is bothered, why does it say Kidmutenu rather than Bidmutenu? Okay, it says that Nasadam Bitzalmenu, he made him in our image, and then Kidmutenu, like us, not Bidmutenu, not exactly like us, but similar to us. So it's in our likeness, as our likeness, as opposed to in our likeness, possibly exactly how to translate that into proper English. But the point is the kaf makes it similar rather than bet making it the same. So why would that be? So the Sforno tells us that the creations, humans, are very similar to angels, the malachim, in that we act with our knowledge. We act with our minds. We're able to function with our understanding, our recognition, our thoughts. We are above animals who just act by base needs and just function. We think about what we're doing. We understand what we're doing. We have knowledge. On the other hand, the angels, the malachim, don't have any choice in the matter. Hashem tells them exactly what to do. They may understand what they're doing, but they just do it. They don't ever choose wrong. They don't ever do the wrong thing. They do exactly what they're told. So therefore, what the malachim do is different than how people act. So we're similar to the angels in that we talk and we function. On the other hand, we have bechira. And he says, in fact, our bechira makes us not like the malachim, makes us like Hashem. Hashem has bechira too. His bechira is the ultimate bechira, because our bechira, he gave us the choice. There's no one to give him the choice. He gives himself the choice. I mean, he doesn't need anyone to give him the choice. It's his choice. And what he chooses is like the ultimate ratzon. What he does is by his choice. And therefore, the bechira of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always for the good. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is good, and he always chooses good. Unlike, unfortunately, people, we don't always choose the right path. So yes, we act like angels in that we have knowledge, but we have choice and the angels don't. HaKadosh Baruch Hu also has choice, but always chooses good. And we don't always choose to do good. Sometimes we choose to do bad. And therefore, we're not like the angels, and we're not like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but we're similar, because we have the Bechira of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we have the knowledge and the understanding and the recognition that the Malachim have. So with that in mind, we can understand this pasuk. Vayomer Elokim Naseh Adam Etzalmeinu Kedmutenu. The Naseh, we said, was plural, because he's talking to the Malachim, who he gave the Koach to help form us. And the Kidmutenu, as opposed to Bidmutenu, because we are godly, in that we have choice, and we are angel-like, in that we have the ability to understand and comprehend that which we're doing. But therefore, we are not exactly like the angels, and of course, we are not exactly like God, and therefore, it's not Naseh Adam B'Tzalmeinu Bidmutenu, but Naseh Adam B'Tzalmeinu Kidmutenu. And this, of course, gives us the awesome responsibility of being this incredible creature that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made us to be, because he gave us the understanding and the wisdom. We're like malachim. We're like angels. That's a responsibility because we have knowledge. Animals don't. We can't expect necessarily certain animals to act a certain way. They go where the food is better, where exactly their needs are. They don't make these kinds of decisions that we make. We might be able to train them and to act a certain way. I'm not saying that animals just haphazardly do things. There's might be a method to it, but they're not acting based on understanding and comprehension. We have that ability. We're angel-like in that regard, but we have a greater responsibility than angels, because angels don't have a choice. We have a choice, and we should learn from who we're similar to in our choice. Our choice isn't like angels. Our choice is like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're supposed to v'halach to v'drach. We're supposed to follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has choice and always chooses good. And we should take advantage of our understanding and our ability to choose properly, to always choose latov, following the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who always chooses latov. Shkach.